Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. As always, we're going to start the show out with a quick little prayer to the Lord. For such a time as this, Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for your many blessings, for your love, your grace, your mercy, and your forgiveness and your salvation. I ask that you continue to protect President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence as they lead this nation. There are many leaders meeting today regarding this old world. May your wisdom guide and not mankind. You have given us so much. You created this world and appointed us to be good stewards. We are still learning, but we thank you for the beauty of this earth and oh, how you have provided for us with so many natural resources. For such a time as this, we do call on you. Please allow truth to be revealed and triumph in this world. Be with my guest today. Guide our conversation that we might encourage others and glorify your name as we bring truth to the listeners. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today, many world leaders are meeting in Davos, Switzerland. It's called the World Economic Forum. And this morning, President Donald Trump spoke, mentioning our economy and the world's economy and the last 3 years, what has taken place. Many of those who know all predicted doom and gloom and economic disasters due to Trump's policies on trade. But it didn't happen. In fact, things have improved. That's not to say something couldn't bring economies down. We know the world is all propped up with fiat dollars. But again, the warnings came without. It just didn't happen. We heard many warnings of doom and gloom, and the earth is going to end, and the sky is falling, etc. We've heard these through, oh gosh, since I was a teenager. The Chicken Littles of climate change. It was global warming, it was global cooling, and now it's climate change. They've been wrong. The predictions did not happen. Not just once. They didn't miss it just once or twice, but every time. I'm very concerned about the scars, so these lies and these predictions are leaving on our children, and how the lack of green maintenance is causing the great fires across the nation and the globe. Today's guest is a member of the CO2 Coalition. He's written a book. It's called Mirrors and Mazes. His book is written for all walks of life, not just for scientists. The reader is invited to enter the climate debate, listening to the twisting maze and hall of mirrors with the dead ends and illusions and traps that are the lies, misinformation, oversimplification, I love that term, and false prophecies on both sides. Very soon, the reader will learn that the debate is not just simply about carbon dioxide, which many would have us think. The book was written by an award-winning scientist who went on 4 expeditions in the Antarctica with the United States Office of Polar Programs. His book is clever, it poses questions, and will challenge your thinking about the climate debate. Dr. Howard Brady is Australian. He's calling in from Australia, so it's like 3 a.m. for him today. He was a priest, and he's a scientist. An honorary lieutenant commander in the U.S. Navy as a chaplain to the South Pole and United States polar stations. For 2 seasons he did that, back in the 70s. He has received a Scientist of the Year award from Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, Illinois, for his Antarctic research back in 2011. Like I said, he is the author of Mirror and Mazes, A Guide Through the Climate Debate. And Dr. Brady, we welcome you to CSE Talk Radio. We thank you for being up at 3 o'clock in the morning to visit with us. How are you doing this bright morning?
Good morning, Beth. I am awake, and I hope you're hearing me clearly. I totally agree with everything you've said. All these scares, it hasn't stopped. You might remember the acid rain scare years ago.
Oh, yes.
That was pine needles getting acid water, putting it into lakes. Then we had the Club of Rome. We were going to run out of oil and gas. We had Ehrlich saying that we'd have 20 million dead due to starvation by 2000 because we'd run out of food. We had the nuclear winter. We had the Barrier Reef being dead. We'd have 25 million refugees due to climate change by 2010. This is a catastrophic fever. I call that the catastrophic fever in my book. And you're quite right. It hasn't stopped.
It hasn't stopped. And, you know, I grew up in the 70s. That's when I was in high school. I'll tell my age here. I graduated in 1971 from high school. And back then, they were calling it global cooling. And we were having all kinds of warnings then. Of course, those things never happened. And then it became global warming. And all the things they've predicted have not happened. And now they're just calling it climate change. You know, the polar bears are doing fine. And the icebergs are still there. They haven't gone away yet, but we're not in an ice age anymore. So I would, you know, common sense, I'm no scientist, but common sense would tell me they're going to slowly melt. But you made some points, and I want to talk just a little bit about this summit that's going on, because Greta Thunberg is over there. And I listened to the president this morning when he was speaking. Of course, he's bragging about the economies right now, that they're doing good. And, of course, everybody said everything he does is going to, you know, do bad. And it's turned out to be the opposite. And I don't think it's quite as great as he likes to flower it up to be. But things have turned around a bit in this nation. And I think they have, and they will, for other nations as he makes more fair trade deals rather than free trade deals. But Greta,
can I say something there?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Davis scares me. Ever since Maurice Strong in the 1980s, there's been this push to use climate change as a way of the United Nations getting government control of the whole world. And Trump is very right in wanting the independence of the United States. Brexit is a sign of England wanting independence from Brussels. We're much better having many nations that are powerful and talking with each other. How dreadful it would be if there was one government. And then we had this advisor to Angela Merkel, Hans-Joachim Schellenhuber, saying, look, we need a world government, 7 wise men in charge. I mean, this is scary stuff. And I think Trump has had the clarity of mind to see through this and say, look, we want a strong United States. We can help you if we're strong. We can do good if we're strong. But we're a nation. We want our independence. And we want our independence from Brussels.
You know, you're absolutely right. And what we see just in our little nation right here, the United States, we see our government wanting to grow, and it is already larger than our founding fathers ever wanted it to be when we're talking about the federal government in D.C. They want to have more and more and more control, and less control for the states, less control for the individuals. And what you're talking about and what they are discussing in Davos is a global side of that, a global view of that. And I believe, and it sounds like you do too, that this Green New Deal and these green deals across the globe are not about CO2. They're not about climate change. They're all about control. And I want to talk about that, but I also want to talk about the fears that they're putting in our children, which is just, it just breaks my heart. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Dr. Howard Brady from Australia. He's at 3 o'clock in the morning there, so bear with him. And we also have a bit of a delay on the phone, so be patient with us, and we will be right back. Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change. But banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period. Liberty Oilfield Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oilfield Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Return. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Today, this show is brought to you by CO2 Coalition. You can visit their website at co2coalition.org. That's co2coalition.org. We're visiting with one of their members, and that is Dr. Howard Brady. He's from Australia. They have scientists in this coalition from all over the world, and we really appreciate that so much. And thank you, Dr. Brady, for taking time to be with us today. Thank you for your book. Now, I don't have your book, but just reading about it online, I can tell that it's going to be something that is valuable in the hands of people, that it can, that they can and glean from it and understand two sides of the story here. Now, when we went into the break... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The book's available on Amazon, and Will Happer, he's an advisor to President Trump and was on the Security Council last year, has recommended it. But could I just say something? I suppose most yes. in America know about our bushfires.
Yes.
Here in Canberra, we were cut off from the coast 100 miles away for a month. One of the fires there was 1.5 million acres. One night it traveled 15 miles in a night. One night there were 7,000 lightning strikes. But a lot of people tried to blame these fires on global warming. But in point of fact, we've already had an unusual weather event in the Indian Ocean with cold water against the West Australian coast for a year. So the high pressure systems coming over dried the country out, and our fuel loads on the forest have been poorly managed, and it went up. But Australia's 3 million square miles, the fires have knocked out 38,000 square miles. So please don't think that all Australia's on fire. And we were most amused that an American tourist company gave an advisory for Americans not to come to Australia, which we thought rather amusing. So thank you for that.
Well, you know, I don't know what's going on in Australia now. We had, our media told us a week or so ago that the fires, they had actually arrested some people for arson, and that that was part of the problem there as well. We have these catastrophic fires here in the U.S., and they want to blame climate change on that. However, these fires, a lot are, these, our forests are not well maintained. And so they become these little tinder boxes. And whether it's lightning, whether it's somebody that flicks a cigarette out the car window, whatever the case may be, it's just a tinder box. It's just horrible waiting to happen. And more people have they love the beauty. And they want to live closer to the forest, to the trees, and to nature. And next thing you know, all these homes are in danger as well. And the fires are nothing new. Go ahead, sir.
No. The arson scare is, it's sort of real. There has been some, but the bushfire brigade has come out in New South Wales and said of the 20 big fires, only one was suspicious. And the Victorian police have said the main fire in northeastern Victoria, there was no way that was arson. But there have been some fires near the cities that have been arson. But we're like you. It's a tinderbox ready to go up. Now that we've had some good fires, we'll probably be spared for a few years. And if we don't look after the forests again, it'll happen again. So, but I think your comments are apt, and it's similar to your California experience.
In California and some of the other areas on the West, in the West here in this nation, like I said, the USDA, or the U.S., the Fish and Wildlife, Forest Service, all those that are supposed to take care of these, they're not. And they don't allow you to go in and take out the dead lumber that's fallen down. And so all this becomes, like I said, a tinderbox. It's all ready to just go just like that at any kind of a lightning strike or anything that should happen. You know, obviously, people are careless at times, but that's not the majority of it, and that's not what makes it so catastrophic. It's the lack of maintenance in these forests that makes it catastrophic, and they will not let them go in and maintain it. And, you know, so it's something that's going to continue until they smarten up and learn they've got to maintain those forests.
Our Aborigines are famous for their fire management, and they used to always burn in an area where they lived, and they'd also create some clearings so that if there was a fire, there was a clearing they could go to. They were very, very clever because they'd lived at this for 50,000 years.
It's amazing, isn't it? Just amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get back to another thing, and that is, I like what you said about what's going on over there in this great summit in Switzerland, but I'm concerned about our children across the globe and the fears that are being put into their hearts. And the young people, they don't even want to marry and have children because the world is going to end, and they're just adding to, if they have children, they're adding to it. And then we've got people like Greta Thunberg. They don't have any hope. And I just look at them and I want to cry because they don't have any hope. They've got all these fears put into them. And they're not mature enough to see yet the truth behind these lies. And one day when they wake up, it may be too late. So I'm concerned about the children. And I wondered if you held that same kind of concern in your heart as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I call it in my book, The Catastrophic Fever. And it's really fueled by simplistic logic. This group of environmentalists have been able to use simple logic, and people are fooled by it. It looks like if CO2 goes up, temperature goes up. Well, that's not true if you look at geological history, but it's simple. Communism was simple. We all should share everything. We've been knocked around by simplistic logic, by this catastrophic fear, and we've also had what I call the accelerator bug. That's everything getting faster and faster. Now, it is true that our technology is improving, and that seems to be getting quicker and quicker in our improvements, but nature's not getting faster and faster, and we're shifting this accelerator change in our populations accelerating and things like that. We're shifting it to nature, and that's absolutely wrong. But how we get through the children is a huge problem. We've got these teachers in schools who are not that well educated on climate change. We've got all the money being poured by a lot of foundations into the radio and TV. We're fighting a very, very difficult battle at the moment.
You know, that the money is a big thing. And I believe, and I don't have a lot of information, or I don't have a lot of data in front of me, just from what I glean from here and there, but the scientists that push this the most are the ones that are actually getting, at least in our nation, the ones that are actually getting government grants and getting propped up with dollars. And it would seem to me these foundations that are pushing all this, they seem to be doing very well. They make plenty of money, and even though they're nonprofit, they're doing very well. They have no problem bringing in the green to keep promoting their lies, and that is a great concern, because the rest of us, we haven't got that, and we're just trying to do our very best to get the truth out there. Go ahead, sir.
Well, some of the American foundations have got billions, and they are scary because they think they're doing the right thing, and it looks good. And all the actors and actresses in Hollywood, they want to look good. We've got Prince Charles, who's an absolute idiot, saying we've got 10 years to disaster. And he was saying that 40 years ago, but he hasn't stopped saying it. And now Prince William wants to say it. Probably Harry's going to say the same thing. They think they're doing the right thing. And it goes right through some of our politicians. I'm sick of it. I'm sure you are. And I'm sure the man in the street, in the pub, he can see through it. But it's there, and it's scary. And the money angle is very, very real.
The money is real. And, you know, I think the last time I had a CO2 representative on, we talked about Chicken Little. And I said, you know, in the story of Chicken Little, he really believed what he was saying. And there are those out there, you know, Greta believes what she's saying. There are those that believe what they're doing or believe what they're saying, but there are many that know better. They know better. And I believe Al Gore's one of those. He's made a lot of money pushing this, but I believe he knows that he's not pushing the truth.
Al Gore is totally misleading. His Inconvenient Truth was full of lies. That film, we did some work on it recently here. And it is absolute mess. Simplistic logic, but very well presented. And Al Gore's dangerous.
Yes, he is. And, you know, I know that he's got lots of little minions following him around, and they believe it. But I don't believe that some of these truly believe their own lies. But they're profiting from them, and that's what disturbs me. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Dr. Howard Brady from Australia. And today's show is brought to you by the CO2 Coalition. You can visit their website. All kinds of information there that you will really find interesting. CO2Coalition.org. That's CO2Coalition.org. And Dr. Brady and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
for such a time as this. We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We normally do take phone calls, and I haven't been today because we do have a delay, but somebody sneaked in on us. Good old Roger from New Mexico has a comment or a question. How are you doing today, Roger?
Just fine. I wanted to make a very strong statement about this global warming. I'm first going to know that I'm a solar scientist engineer. I design coronagraphs to study the sun. Also design the Landsat. So my whole career has been studying the Earth and the sun. And Germany's Max Planck Institute of Solar Research made an amazing discovery in 1980. They discovered that the global heat wave that year, there was no snow here in New Mexico that year. I had to drive up to Colorado and rent a snowcat to find snow up in a 14,000-foot elevation. That was a terrible winter and year. And the global, what Germany found out was a global heat wave that year caused a melt of the permafrost, where now the permafrost is what's triggered this global warming. The permafrost is releasing gigatons of CO2 and methane, and you can't do nothing about it unless you want to have a solar winter, a global, what do they call it, nuclear winter. That would refreeze the permafrost. Think that would work?
Well, I'm not looking forward to it. We got snow out there today that I don't like. But I appreciate your call, Roger. I'm going to talk to you.
The point is,
it's not mankind. I think we lost him. Okay. Dr. Brady, go ahead. I'm going to let you comment on that.
I'd like to make a comment. I'd like to, the sun is like a magician at Las Vegas. And it says, look, I can change things and you won't even understand what I'm doing. We had a little ice age in 1650 to 1720, obviously related to the way the sun's magnetic field probably influences cloud formation. We had another cooling, 1795 to 1825. The sun's there all the time, but it's not quite as simple as it looks. It's a very difficult animal to study. But the sun is heavily involved, and the idea that man is the maker of climate is absolute rubbish. And can I just get on to one little thing? Every time there's a storm, some stupid politicians say this is climate change. In our book, we put storms hitting Florida against rises in CO2, and the number of storms hitting Florida have actually decreased since 1850 slightly. In Australia, the hurricanes hitting our Queensland coast have actually gone down. Professor Farquhar at the ANU got our Prime Minister's Award a couple of years ago, showing that winds in middle Australia have actually declined a little bit in the last 20 years. So the idea that things are getting worse is crazy, but when we have a big event, people just jump on it and think people can't remember the past.
Well, you know, I've commented several times that I'm not a scientist, but I do remember from grade school that what CO2 is, and I never thought CO2 was a bad thing. However, methane gas is a horrible thing, and I don't know about Australia, but we got way too much methane gas in D.C. here in the United States.
Well, you might have to live with that.
It looks like it. It looks like it.
On CO2, we're in a CO2 drought. If you go to the age of the dinosaurs, the CO2 levels for millions and millions of years were 2,000 parts per million, about four times that today, going back earlier nearly 10 times. The idea that if we have high CO2 levels, the Earth's going to fry and we're going to die is crazy. CO2 is the stuff of life. Even in submarines, we can have 5,000 parts per million. It's not poisonous to the submariners. We need CO2, and as Professor Happ has been saying quite often publicly, because CO2 at the moment is at a historic low level, a little bit more CO2 is not going to hurt anything. It's going to help our agriculture, and we're getting a bigger population. We can't do anything about that. We're probably going to 10 billion by the end of the century. Please, let's have some more CO2.
Yeah, absolutely. More CO2. You know, the Green New Deal here in the United States, and I'm sure Australia has one comparable, that, you know, the things that they promote and push in that really aren't going to help the environment. And one of the things they keep talking about are the buildings. They're going to stop using certain things in these buildings when they build them. Well, I don't know how they're going to do that. They've got to have concrete, and to have concrete, you've got to have coal, and it goes on and on and on. And, you know, I said whenever they build these big wind turbines, they got to have steel, and to get the steel into the form of the wind turbines, they got to have coal. They got to have some kind of heat to mold them and make them. So, you know, it's almost like they're totally ignorant, and they're just making things up when they make these things like the Green New Deal and all these promotions and things that they think they want to change and do away with. And, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a high-rise builder either, but I know a few things about what's needed to do that. And they can't, you know, if they want zero CO2, that means zero life, doesn't it, Doctor?
Absolutely. Well, once you get to 150 parts per million, we have it. But I'd just like to say something about renewables. There are some countries totally dependent on importing oil and gas. Let's say Japan is one. In Australia, we only make 400,000 barrels of oil a day. We use 800,000. So we do need renewables to be developed, but there's no panic. And the idea, and we've got these infant technologies at the moment like wind farms that are crazy. They have to be subsidized. We do need a lot of research. We probably need more nuclear. We do need to keep going to reduce our dependency on coal, oil, and gas, but there's no panic. And we should be very grateful that we've got good sources of energy at the moment. And man is so clever, he is going to improve things, but we've got to give the scientists and our innovation time to develop a little bit less dependency on oil, coal, and gas.
And I think we have, you know, since the 70s, we've changed a lot in what we're doing, don't you think? And how we come across it and how we manufacture it because the air is much cleaner today than it used to be.
Oh, absolutely. I have a friend who's a professor of forensic in Canberra, and he's from Glasgow. And he said Glasgow, when he was born, was like Beijing today. The West has improved air quality, water quality. Asia hasn't. But we've come a long way in the West, and it's about time Asia caught up. And the idea of giving Asia a free go, not to clean things up, is crazy.
I had a son and a daughter-in-law that went to China on a missionary trip, and a medical missionary trip, and they took their three-year-old with them, and there were days they wouldn't let her out because it was so filthy in the air. So, yeah, Asia's got a long way to go yet, and they know how to get there. They just haven't got the want to, I guess.
Yeah. Can I say something about CO2?
Yes.
One thing we've looked at is that people think that the rate of warming is going to get faster and faster if CO2 is rising faster and faster. What we found, and even in the British Hadley Centre, is that the rate of warming when CO2 was going up 5 parts per billion per year, million per year, is the same as, say, between around 1940, when it was going up at 6 million parts per million, and then back in the 80s going up 15 parts per million, and today 30 parts per million. The rate of warming in any of these periods has still only been 1.6 degrees per decade, and there's been many decades when we've had cooling. As like you said, between 1940 and 75, the CIA were warning the president of an ice age. So the rate of warming has not accelerated, and that's a myth.
Well, it's not accelerated here in Missouri today because we've got a really cold outside and it's still blowing some snow. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Dr. Howard Brady of the CO2 Coalition. And this show is sponsored today by the CO2 Coalition as we try to get the truth out to you, the listeners. Again, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. When we come back, I want to talk about consequences of the lies. And we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. Howard Brady. He's a member of the CO2 Coalition. They are sponsoring today's show. You can visit them at their website at co2coalition.org. That's co2coalition.org. When we went into that break, Dr. Brady, I said I wanted to talk about the consequences. We've talked about a little bit of this, but I just kind of randomly put what I think some of the, I'm going to say, unintended consequences, although I think some of them are fully intended. One would be these fires that we're seeing, because the EPA and all those that are pushing the Green New Deal type of agendas, they don't want you to maintain the forest. So we've got the fires going and we're losing homes, and the fears in the children, the fears in people that they're afraid to plan their futures. It stifles ingenuity. It stifles industrial age. The industries are, they can't seem to make it because of all the radical restrictions they have on them. And then jobs are gone after that. And then we have poor people. You know, we have an increase of the poor. And I'm going to call these unintended consequences, although I believe many of the people that are pushing this agenda actually know what the consequences are. But I want you to kind of elaborate on that a little bit.
What you're saying is pretty true. Here in New South Wales, we haven't had a new dam built despite the huge rise in population for 40 years. And because mainly objections by Greens, if you want to even our big dam for Sydney to Warragamba, if they want to raise the wall height, well, that means drowning a little bit more of some valleys and killing some more possums or something. Well, we have to look at what is best for us, and we have to minimise the damage to nature, but at the same time, we've got to live with it. The same problem happened in our little island to the south, Tasmania, when there was moves to flood a few valleys to create dams. We do need electricity, and hydroelectricity is a great form of electricity, so we've got to live with that. And the other thing that you mentioned is that people now want to go and live in a forest. We've got a lot more people living in these dangerous conditions, especially, say, near Melbourne. Victoria is our worst state for fires. And honestly, the biggest fires we had were in the 30s. If the people living in the bush today were there living in the 30s, our dead would have been probably over a thousand, maybe a couple of thousand. So you're very right on those sort of things.
Well, you know, and like I said earlier in the show, the fears in the children and the young people right now is of great concern to me, because this has been driven in them. And like you said, they're being taught by teachers that are buying into this, because they've been, at least in the United States, I'm not sure that it's any different in Australia, where they have, they've trained the teachers to teach this stuff. And so they are scaring the children, and the teachers don't know any better because that's what they've been taught. And, you know, it's, they're not teaching any common sense anymore, that's for sure, to kind of just kind of look at the total picture and see what's actually happening. They're not teaching people to do that. It's more like tunnel vision. Just listen to me, and that's all you need to know.
There's one thing that scares me as an Antarctic scientist. Tourists go up and they see a glacier and they see ice falling into the sea, or they go down to Antarctica now from Ushuaia and they're told about all this ice going into the sea, and it's very dramatic. You take photos and they think that sea level is accelerating in the rise, but no, people, the ocean is so big, you need an iceberg that goes around the equator that's about 10 k's wide and 1 k deep. That's 24,000 k's, whatever it is. You need an iceberg that big to raise sea level a meter. And but all this ice stuff, it scares me, because it goes on the TV. They show us, look, this is a sign of accelerating sea level rise. All the tide gauges around the world show that sea level is rising, but it is not accelerating. So there's no need to panic about sea level rise.
And we're in the last few minutes of the show here, so I'm going to ask you to just kind of take over for a little bit and tell my listeners what you really want them to know. And that, and you, it's perfectly fine. Go ahead and plug your book and tell them how to get that and how much it is. And but the listeners need to know that they're being lied to. And we have many there that are listening that are homeschoolers. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Dr. Brady.
Well, it's very nice, Beth, and I've really appreciated coming on the show, and I hope Americans could put up with an Aussie accent for a change. But, yeah, the book is available on Amazon. I think it costs $18 US, and it's printed in America with recommendations from Professor Happer and I think Dr. Soon from the Smithsonian. I did it because I was worried that there wasn't a lot of simple explanations. The last thing you want is emotion. The last thing you want is a lot of time attacking scientists. It's a waste of time. Why worry about attacking Al Gore? He's not worth the time. Why worry about attacking Hansen, who's been a catastrophe since day one? Not worth the time. Just give people the simple logic of what's happening. Are storms getting worse? Is sea level rising? What's happening to the sun? And then, of course, we've got this dreadful stuff about models. Now, this year I was, or last year, I was appointed as a International Panel of Climate Change as Special Advisor, because there's a new report coming out in 2 years, and I looked at that report, which I've got confidentially on my computer system. In one section, 206 pages, I lost count. After 100 pages, I counted the word model being used 500 times. We can't model nature. We can model bits of it, but there's a lot of stuff we don't know. It's chaotic, it's nonlinear. All these projections that scientists are giving us are based on models. That's crazy. So I don't know what else to say, Beth, but I'm telling, I think the man in the street knows that things aren't as bad as they look with regard to climate. We call it a pub test here. I don't know what you call it over there, but I'm not worried about it. We've got a lot to be optimistic about. I think Trump did that at Davos yesterday. We've got a lot of reasons for optimism. Pessimism is a bad thing, and it's been created by environmentalists and scaremongers for the last 50 or 60 years. So I don't know what else to say with to your listeners, but I'm sure they're getting a lot of wisdom from your channel, and I really encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. So thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. I want to thank you for what you said. I think that's absolutely true. There used to be an old TV show when I was just a little kid, and they would say, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. And I think absolutely stop attacking Al Gore. He's not worth it. I love what you said. Just the facts, people. Get some of these books. This one is a good one, Mirrors and Mazes, and glean the wisdom out of that and the questions, too. And Dr. Brady, thank you so much. I'm going to let you go take a nap now. We appreciate all that you do.
I'm pretty good. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
God bless you. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This show today was brought to you by CO2 Coalition. Visit their website, co2coalition.org. When we have the facts, when we have the truth, we cannot be deceived, and we most certainly will not just bring America home, but the world. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.